Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Washington, what a play call!
You're listening to the best of the Commanders.
And it is good! Washington wins!
A weekly mix of 106.7 The Fan and 980 The Team's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Good Monday morning, Junks listeners. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Hey, boys. What's up?
Hello. Joined also by Eric Bickle.
Good morning, Ricky.
What's up? You got a three-man Junks show today. JP is off. Should be back in tomorrow. Well, it's another Misery Monday.
Yep.
Grab your life jackets, boys. That water in the North Atlantic is getting awfully cold.
No one's surprised.
Misery Monday presented by Chiniga Miles, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Commanders drop their fifth straight game. They lose 44-22 to the Detroit Lions at Northwest Stadium. Their record now sits at 3-7. They're 2-3 at Northwest Stadium. Now they have to get on a bird, fly overseas to take on the Miami Dolphins in Madrid next weekend before a bye that the team desperately needs.
Yeah.
And they just... they probably needed it a week or two ago, but it's coming late in the season. I mean, it's just another bloodbath and another instance where the defense just can't stop
and
their opponent.
In front of the president.
In front of the president.
Blow it out in front of the president.
Yep. He was there in attendance.
It was ugly.
What's just amazing to me is how quickly it just fell apart. And you could say, hey, you know, I knew that they weren't going to do as well as they did last year. I don't think at 3-2 after they just beat the Chargers – you thought they'd go on a historically bad run defensively,
like
lose five straight, the bottom fall out, be lucky to win a game or two the rest of the way, and truly be one of the worst teams we've had here in an era where we've had a lot of bad teams.
Yeah,
I mean it's kind of shocking how quickly it could just fall apart.
I thought after last year's run to the NFC Championship game, I honestly thought that seasons like this one were out of the realm of possibility.
We're behind us, huh?
I just didn't think it was possible to be this bad and to like abandon any sort of hope with seven games remaining on the docket.
It's getting to the point where you can write these games. I mean, you know, kind of before the game starts, but you can like it takes about one or two possessions. You go, oh, we're not going to stop them today, are we? Okay.
Yeah.
We got that bad defense today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the defense now, you're just expecting them to give up. You're just giving 30 plus points every week.
Well, they just can't. They can't get off the field.
Now into the 40s yesterday with the 44 point outburst.
Yeah, I give you props because you said that the Lions were probably going to score in the 40s when that's what you predicted.
I mean,
and you were on point on that.
Which, I just felt like
with a new play caller, because Dan Campbell called the game, and John Morton, his offensive coordinator before, he took a back seat.
Well, I just felt like
Dan
they were.
Campbell.
I felt like they were not going to take their foot off the gas pedal at any point of the game, and they didn't. I mean,
they went for two.
They're still throwing late in the game.
Yeah,
you know, like I didn't expect them, and I knew if their skill position group played the majority of the game, they had the possibility of putting up 40-some points, maybe 50. And they came pretty close to it by putting up 44 on the Commanders. And we know the numbers. In the last four losses, they've been outscored by 22, 21, 24, and 22.
Yeah,
four
just
blowouts.
Historically bad.
And now they're going to play the Dolphins. It's going to suck to have to fly all the way to Madrid. But they're going to play a Dolphin team that a few weeks ago we said, well, that's going to be a guaranteed win.
Right.
Because the Dolphins were really struggling. Now the Dolphins are playing better. I'm flipping on that. I don't think they're going to beat the Dolphins.
If Tua is dialed in, and like they'll have no answer for Devon Achane.
Right,
he's a top three or four running back in the entire league.
Yeah.
Like he's basically just like Jahmyr Gibbs.
Correct.
Like same sort of skill set, super fast, shifty, catches a ton of balls out of the backfield. Like most teams, the Commanders had no answer for Jahmyr Gibbs yesterday. He did exactly what he did to them in the NFC title game before Ben Johnson went away from him.
They,
he was
don't have an,
they didn't really
they
have an answer
for
anybody.
Anything. They don't have an answer for
right,
Jameson Williams.
Specifically Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, he terrorizes them.
True. And
Dan
Campbell.
He does that to a lot of teams, but specifically the Commanders in the small sample size. He averaged 7.5 yards per carry against them in the NFC championship in the divisional game,
right,
and 9 yards per carry against them yesterday.
Yeah. It was ugly, and Dan Campbell also wanted to get Jameson Williams involved early, and he did, because Jameson Williams has been pretty quiet over the last few weeks, but he wasn't quiet yesterday.
No.
It's more about just Washington, just the bottom falling out and just having no answers than it is the Lions are a good team.
Yeah, of course.
But they'll move on. They'll have a fine season. They'll have a good playoffs. I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know how you could expect anything different, and the injuries continue to mount.
And then you saw because Amos hurts his ankle.
Right.
And, what's the other guy's name who got a concussion?
Did Jones go out at one point?
I think Jones might have had a hammy.
I mean, they just everywhere.
No, who had
looked.
The bad concussion on the special teams?
Cajo. He got hurt.
And then you saw the frustration.
Also the mind-numbing Deron Payne punching Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like,
turns and punches him in the face. In the helmet.
I'm going to be surprised if he's not suspended for the Madrid game.
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know
how
that
works. Does he even make the flight? Like, when is that news going to come out?
I don't know.
Because they're flying out to Madrid, I think, tonight.
That's just totally
frustrating. Oh, is it tonight?
I believe it's tonight.
Wow. I mean, I would say on the whole, we had Payne and John Allen had a situation on the sideline a couple years ago. On the whole, Payne's a pretty good guy. That's just frustration.
That's all frustration. Yeah. And you saw Quan Martin.
I don't know, man. He might be a bad teammate. I mean, he got into a fight with his teammate in Jonathan Allen, and yesterday he basically begged out of the game by slugging Amon-Ra St. Brown in the face when he knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, that's how frustrating.
That's how just frustration.
I'm not saying it was.
You know you're going to get ejected.
I'm not saying it was smart.
It was
stupid.
Just frustration.
But that's how pissed
that's
off.
It's fine. It's frustration, but you can't just like.
No, you can't.
Pawn it off as, oh, it's okay. He's just frustrated.
No, I'm just saying,
it's okay to hit somebody in the face.
I just don't think he's a bad guy.
I don't think he's a great guy.
I don't know what kind of guy he is.
Either way.
He should definitely be suspended for a game.
You can do whatever
he is
you want.
Going to be,
but it doesn't matter.
You could shoot him to the moon.
It doesn't matter. Ultimately, it doesn't matter.
Right, exactly.
That just shows you how frustrated this team was. Quan Martin was getting into it.
They were getting boat raced with or without Deron Payne yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
But it's a horrible look.
St. Brown 100%. Said they had gotten into it a couple plays before. Then he scored. St. Brown's talking trash to him, and Payne lost his temper.
Look, I give St. Brown credit. He gets into people's heads.
Yeah.
And he got Deron Payne ejected from the game.
I don't like to give St. Brown credit. I'm more anti-St. Brown than I am anti-Payne.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, you're a Commanders fan.
Yeah.
understandably.
But, anyway, it's just.
But
it's
this
just,
was. But Eric, this was ugly. It got ugly early.
Yeah,
and it stayed ugly for four quarters.
Everybody saw it. We all saw the same thing. It's a. Yeah. It's a complete utter debacle.
Yeah, and this.
And I'm actually stunned. I am. You guys aren't. I'm stunned that we're here. Not after last week or the week before, but after where we were like 4 or 5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We're going to be competitive, find ways, you know, to get 8 or 9, maybe 10 wins. And now you really, I mean, you have to be almost crazy to pick us to beat Miami, and Miami's not very good. You just don't know where they're going to get another win. I mean, it's just,
right?
It's just epically horrific. The bottom's falling out, and I'm just stunned how quickly it happened.
This is a season we thought, okay, going into it, all right, this is a playoff team.
Right.
All right. I didn't predict them to win the division, but I thought they were going to be a wild card. So I thought they would win in double-digit games, mm-hmm. and we'd have another playoff
year. I don't think any of us picked them to beat the Eagles to win the division.
No, so, but I thought they were a playoff team.
Yeah,
I did too.
Definitely.
I picked them to win like 12 games.
And even though I knew, you know, Terry was holding out, but I thought he would get back into it pretty quickly. I thought Debo would be a huge asset. I thought the additions they made, both offensively and defensively, would be huge assets. And it just went completely south after that Charger game.
Yeah, it's shocking, man.
You know?
I mean, I'm literally just, I sit there and I watch the games and I just shake my head. I'm just stunned because I know we don't have a way to stop them. We don't have an answer.
Get to wake up early and watch them next week. Don't forget, 9:30 kickoff.
He might not even miss it.
No, he might not even miss it. I'm not wired to watch football.
You know what we have to do, Valdez? We have to bird box EB. We have to go behind him and pry his eyes open, make him watch Dolphins.
You have to watch.
You got to.
I just got to. But just so you know, I'll probably watch, but I don't watch football at 9:30 on Sunday. It's not something I do.
Right.
I haven't watched any of these games, these early games.
There's no chance he watched yesterday.
I watched a good chunk of Falcons, Colts.
Oh, so did I. Yeah.
It's not my time to watch football.
This is an aside. Michael Penix, man, he was throwing a lot of balls at people's shoelaces.
He was bad yesterday.
I know he doesn't have a lot of seasoning yet. It's early in his development. Oof. He was a tough watch yesterday.
And
I know he's had good games, but that was not one of them.
And the Falcons couldn't tackle Jonathan Taylor.
No.
They did a horrible job of tackling.
They certainly did.
But anyway, that's another story. But yeah, it was ugly yesterday, boys.
Play the Titanic more. Everyone needs to drown.
Yep. Well, it's kind of the way it's working out at this point.
And there's no reason to look forward to watching these games. I guess when Jaden gets back.
No, it's reached the point when we had the offensive line coach coaching the team. Remember, and he was handing the ball off, and the game was over in 90 minutes.
Callahan
was coaching the team, and there were 90-minute games.
Yeah.
That's the point we've reached.
Just running relentlessly.
Just knew you had no shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Mr.
Well, that
Cakes.
Would work if they could actually run the ball, which they
can't.
They can't run the ball anymore.
I don't think they could run the ball then either.
Maybe not.
It was just a way to get the game over quick.
They're handing the ball to Adrian Peterson for at least portions of that season. That's how bad that season was. All right, lots to get to on a Misery Monday. John Keim from ESPN. He'll join us coming up at 7. And we'll have a colleague check-in with our pal Grant Paulson coming up at 8:20.
By the way, real quick. What's Ben Sinnott doing dancing when you're getting blown out?
I mean,
that's a bad look.
People were tweeting at me like, "Hey, Cakes, are you excited about Ben Sinnott?" Well, like, it's a meaningless touchdown.
It's a meaningless touchdown.
Out.
He's
like,
doing a dance.
Like, why would I be excited about that?
I mean, that's a bad look. Ben Sinnott.
I noticed last week too, and I didn't say anything. Jaden did some weird celebration when they were scored 28-7. He was doing some
please reserve those for
when you're getting blown out by 20 and you score a touchdown. Put the ball on the ground and run back to the sideline.
Exactly. Hand it to the official.
Maybe give a high five to the quarterback.
Yeah, something.
That's it.
It should be muted. It shouldn't be seek out the camera and do some wackadoo dance.
Some stupid white boy
please
dance.
Please don't do that. Yeah. Please don't ever do that again. All right, when we come back, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Sports page. Again, John Keim at 7, Grant Paulson coming up at 8:20 here on the Junkies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Concubines act like gents.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. The Washington Commanders, for the fourth straight game, lost by 3 touchdowns or more. It is rock bottom for this Commanders defense. Yesterday was a name your score game for the Lions offense. They called the dogs off late. But unfortunately, that is 4 in a row name your score games where the opposing teams are calling the dogs off late. This defense is an absolute mess. There's a million layers to it. We're going to go through all of them.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Oh, man. Listen, you can listen to us right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Also, for our 980 audience, Sheehan running a little bit late this morning, so you get to listen to us on 980, too.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
We're
baby.
All over the place today, huh?
What were your thoughts watching that game yesterday?
Confusion. Just seemed like so many things were wrong. And I was listening, I think it was Denton, who made this comment that it's probably a combination of these two different things where the coaching isn't getting there and then the players, just the right players aren't there as well. Offensively, you saw some guys try to show, Treylon Burks showed that he could possibly be something moving forward. But it just seemed like defensively, everything goes wrong. I watch things where I understand people like to go to scheme and go to coaching, but I watch things that players are doing, and I'm like, what the hell is he seeing? You know, as a former player, and I talk to a lot of guys that played the game on defense too, their question is, what are they trying to do? And when you watch guys, I'm looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown go across the field, and nobody is looking at him. Even if my My keys are telling me I'm not supposed to see him. If I see him running by himself, I'm going with him. You know what I mean? When you see him or Jameson Williams catches the ball and nobody's within 15, 20 yards of him, something is wrong. Whether it's skiing, and then so I guess they're just not getting it. Because this is something I'm seeing this year that I didn't see last year. I saw this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I don't know what the hell it is. I can't figure it out.
I just saw this tweet from Orlovsky, which I thought was really good. And I think it speaks to like some of the confusion. I think you're right in saying you're confused by this, because I think a lot of us are. Orlovsky just said, it's shocking to see how bad the Washington defense tape is. A lack of discipline, poor spacing, physicality. Talent has been an issue all season, but this tape was odd to see from a DQ unit. Mm-hmm. Not much between the whistle fight. And it gets harder and harder to really compete as you're getting your ass kicked week after week.
Yeah.
But B, in the first quarter of this game, I wrote this stuff down. Detroit had 10 first downs in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, just astonishing, yeah. Astonishingly bad. When Jahmyr Gibbs caught that pass for the first touchdown, the 14-yarder, for weeks, months, everybody's been screaming about Bobby Wagner in coverage.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jordan McGee. That was your big answer.
Yeah.
And there's no safety support. He ran just like what looked like a little arrow. McGee went out. He went in.
Yeah.
That's one of the easiest touchdowns Jahmyr Gibbs is going to score in his NFL career.
I'll say this, and I know people like to look at the matchups with the linebackers and all. If you have a legitimate running back like a Jahmyr Gibbs, I don't give a damn who the linebacker is. He's not checking him one-on-one. I'm just being real about that. So it's not the person sometimes. It's the situation. And listen, Jay, we were talking in the kitchen, and we can get to Bobby. We can get to McGee. We can get to any of those. I'm going to tell you the problem with this defense. No pass rush.
Zero.
I don't give a damn if they're running man, if they're running zone. If you're not affecting a quarterback and moving him off his spot, an NFL quarterback is going to dice you up. And if you're not getting a pass rush, there's not a linebacker in this league, I don't care how fast he is going to check Jahmyr Gibbs. When Austin Ekeler was healthy, he's not going to check him. Because the ultimate thing is these running backs are shifty as hell and know where they're going. That linebacker is that 230, 240-pound linebacker. You get him moved one way and you go the other direction, it's going to take him some time to catch back up. But the pass rush controls everything, and there is none.
None.
It's non-existent.
And so, like, for me, there's just so many layers to everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it starts in the offseason. I think I said this repeatedly. I think it was a disjointed offseason. Like, the roster construction, bringing everybody back, not a ton of investment. I mean, you spend some money on Kinlaw, but they're, you know, maybe you need to spend on the edge, whatever it was. It doesn't really happen. Mm-hmm. You get into the regular season and the injuries immediately start to pile up. Then you've just got what looks like a lack of speed. I cannot for the life of me, if you want my top frustration, and maybe that's the damn topic today. What are you most mad about? Mm-hmm. Because people's mad at list is so significant.
Mm-hmm.
For me, what I'm most mad about is just the refusal to try something different. Like, you are not getting home, to your point, with pass rush. Jared Goff is a very good quarterback. I'm taking nothing against Goff. But his weakness is when you make him move his feet.
Mm-hmm.
When he's got dirty pockets.
Yeah.
When he's got to move a hair. Because that's not his skill set. Right?
Yeah.
He never had to move.
Yeah, he doesn't.
There were zero sacks, zero TFLs. Generally, it's one thing if you don't get sacks. But as long as you're pressuring and hitting the quarterback, he dropped back 33 times yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know how many times he was touched?
Five.
Five out of 33 dropbacks.
Yeah.
And that's just touching him even after the whistle. Like, do something different.
Yeah.
And yo, your back end can't cover. It's well freaking documented at this point.
Well, the back end,
you're down
the back
guys,
end won't cover.
So try to go get him.
The back end won't cover if you can't get pressure. But see, this is the thing, though, Jay.
Try to go get them.
If you all of a sudden, you see all the confusion in the backfield, and you start blitzing, that's a bunch of big plays.
They're giving up big plays anyway.
I'm just saying.
If they were bending and not breaking early in the year.
I believe things, they've tried different things. Nothing just works. See, I hear everybody say, try something new. I'm watching the defense, and I see something different from the week before, and you know what? Same result. So it's like they got to figure it out. What is it? We can lean on the scheme all the time, my thing is players. If it's in them, when do they get tired of it and adjust something?
Von Miller after the game said the coaches have us prepared. We feel prepared. Something just doesn't click on the field when it's time to execute. And he's telling the truth because they're not executing. I mean, the numbers in this game are staggering. You can look at the big picture, which is losing by 3 touchdowns or more in 4 straight.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at just last night. They gave up 550 yards of offense.
Yeah.
550.
They got Dan Campbell thinking he's the guru of play calling down.
Well, dude, you can't help but juxtapose two things, right? The Lions came in yesterday with a 5-3 record, but coming off a disappointing loss to Minnesota, where their offense, which is their superpower, right, is how much speed and skill they have on that offense, and it had been clunky. So you know what Campbell said? I'll call the plays. Compare that to Washington, where you've got Dan Quinn, who's a defensive guy, and Joe Witt, who, whether it's his fault or not, he's at the top of the list.
Uh-huh.
And Dan Quinn doesn't take over play calling. Like, Dan Campbell saw a problem, figured out a way to address it.
Dan Campbell saw a problem. Dan Campbell has talent. Dan Campbell's playing against Washington. I'll start play calling that day, too.
I get it. I totally get it. But I think what has fans most pissed off is, so we talked to DQ last night. He's like, listen, no big change. Nothing's going to happen till the bye. I'm on a flight to Madrid in less than 24 hours. And I can understand that. He's in the immediate moments following postgame. But they're setting this up to have to make a change at the bye week, which is now in less than a week. Yeah. Like that game will be over 6 days from now. And it just, I think the lack of, it's not that Quinn doesn't take accountability. Yeah, he owns how bad they're playing. His frustration is obvious.
He can't help but own it. It's right there.
I mean, right. Like, he's got no choice.
You know, but the thing of it, like, you know, what I'm at is, I don't know what you can do right now. I know everyone wants a change. They want drastic stuff. They want you to go at everybody's head. I don't know what can be done at this present moment that's going to change what predicament they're in now. I can also say this because I had a lot of people come to me, man, last year let's forget about last year. You know, last year is not this year.
I think
by no stretch.
Last year, thoughts were over to me by like week 6. Like, it was very clearly a different year. You had already lost Jaden twice. Mm-hmm. You had already got your ass kicked at Green Bay. Yeah. Like, they didn't have a single loss like that. Like,
that is it, though, Jay. I think that the last year is the ultimate comparison for a lot of people. I'm not saying everybody. And you got to forget about that because this team right now, the ball, like you say, that oblong, that weird shaped ball, has not bounced their way. Everything that went right last year is going wrong this year, and people have to understand right now that team and this team are like night and day,
bro. I think whatever expectations were through 6 weeks, I could understand it, but the last month. Cowboys, Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions, when you started playing some upper echelon teams or at least upper echelon offenses and you gave up 40 and 2, they were all 4 name your score games. Andy Reid played it cool, but I mean, all the rest of those coaches were taking their foot off the gas early in the fourth quarter because they had huge leads.
Mm-hmm.
And last year,
Detroit was trying to show you they were pissed from last year. They say, look, if we can run it up to 70, we will today.
They pulled Goff. They pulled Goff halfway through the fourth. I think Seattle last week, Detroit yesterday, Dallas earlier, they all could have gotten to 50, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whatever expectations existed from last year, those were gone by Halloween. It became about survival.
They should have been gone, but they haven't been. They're not gone completely with everybody's thought
process. If
there
are people still thinking this is a NFC championship caliber team, you're out of your mind.
That's where the comparisons come from. I'm not saying that they expected it to be. They're still comparing it to those teams.
I'm at the point now where whatever expectations, any of that is just, it no longer is relevant. It's just, it's completely irrelevant. And I think what is most remarkable to me about yesterday compared to the Seattle game, Seattle was hot early. And I think Washington had so many coverage breakdowns that it was embarrassing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you couple that with a fumble on a kickoff that allows the Seahawks to score twice in 11 seconds, and it's just boat race city, right?
Yeah. That reminds you of what? The championship game last year.
Totally.
There you go.
So to that point, in the championship game, what killed them? Turnovers.
Turnovers.
The Seahawks game. Turnovers. Yeah. They gave up 44 and 550 yards of offense yesterday without any turnovers.
Yeah.
They had a clean sheet. It is hard to get your ass kicked like that with a clean sheet. Seriously, it's hard to do that. Detroit never punted.
Yeah, that was the fun. That was the thing that was very, very alarming to me.
They never punted.
And listen, man, I just think that things are not getting easier. And as you said, you got to try and do something different. They've tried different. You got to try and do something drastic now. Not different, drastic.
And the refusal to do that, the refusal to acknowledge that drastic measures are called for,
I think they refuse to acknowledge it publicly, but I think they know and they try, but don't seem to be working. Yeah, it's like just like the NFL works, and this is why I look at it. I'm gonna compare it straight to this. You ever notice when someone makes a bad call, awful call, the public never hear about it, but the NFL does correct. They go out and correct it. I think it's the same thing. It's hard to speak against the people that you're working with on a regular basis. It's not good on defense right now.
It's
at all.
Awful. It's freaking terrible, so awful.
They got to fix it.
And it's tough. You like
and
it.
I'm at the point now, someone I deal with a lot say, man, sometimes I just, you have to check out. And I think at this point, I don't see things changing drastically this year.
No.
I don't see it.
Bro.
I won't be as frustrated as most people because that's how my mind works. When I have already figured out how something is, kind of hard to get me pissed off.
I think to expect different results at this point when you have a month of straight BTA defensive implosions, mm-hmm. I don't know how you could feel differently. I mean, you start to look at where this defense is ranking in various things. I mean, you want to get into the more advanced stats, they're terrible. You want to get into the basic stats, they're terrible. 30th in yards allowed, 29th in points scored. I mean, they're getting shredded through the air, 31st in yards, in pass yards given up.
I don't need any stats to know what my eyes tell me on a regular basis daily.
They've given up 44 twice in the last month. Is that enough?
I don't even need to see the points, Jay. I'm telling you, I look at the football game, I can tell you right there what's going on. It's not good. And, the numbers just might come in and justify it, but my eyes don't lie. They don't lie.
It's awful.
I'm serious. I look at people catching balls, and I'm like, this is when it gets bad to me. When I see somebody open, and then it takes about two, three seconds to realize who was supposed to be checking them, because they're not even in the view of the play. You get what I'm saying? And when someone shows up that late, you're like, what the hell is going on here? And I know people that are running, coming in that late can run. And so it's like, where is the confusion at? They got to figure out the concepts and where the confusion is not the athleticism on the field. It's the confusion that they're not bringing to the field.
B, if you look at some of the, I mean, just the numbers are so staggeringly awful. Detroit averaged 8 yards per play. Jahmyr Gibbs in this game had 15 for 142 on the ground with two touchdowns. He averaged 9.5 per carry.
The guy that Ben Johnson refused to run.
He had 3 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's 172 yards on 18 touches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jameson Williams got whatever he wanted, especially early in that third quarter. 6 for 119. Jared Goff, not sacked, barely touched, 25 of 33 for 320 with 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hey, man.
Just as bad as you think it could have gone, and I don't think there were a lot of high expectations going into this thing. I think it went worse. I think it was as bad as it could have gone.
It was not a good one by no stretch.
And you wonder, I think you really wonder, they play Miami this week in Madrid. We're going
and
to Madrid
Miami
tomorrow.
Handled Buffalo.
Dude, and the NFL's a week-to-week league. You never know what's going to happen. Miami showed up yesterday. Maybe they don't show up next week. But what Miami has that Washington has struggled with is speed.
Mm-hmm.
Achan, the running back, speed. Waddle, receiver, speed. Like that, all of a sudden, Tua, B, you and I talked about this when Miami was on, I don't know, Monday night or Thursday night. They were some standalone game. And I texted you that night. If you get pressure on Tua, he folds. I think the head injuries, whatever it is, he cannot withstand pressure. But when he has clean pockets, he can pick you apart. Oh, yeah. What does Washington provide quarterbacks? Clean pockets. Dude, you don't want to get too far down the line, but it is mid-November at this point. They're 3-7. They're not going to be favored, I don't think, in any game remaining on their schedule.
Yeah.
Maybe when they go to New York, but because it might be Russ Wilson playing.
They probably won't be favored. But that doesn't mean you can't win.
I totally agree with that.
Listen, bro.
I'm just saying, starting to look at it.
I'm going to go in the locker room here, and I think that players are going to have to get pissed off and have some come-to-Jesus meetings with each other to change up some stuff, because a lot of this stuff I see, players can correct. Whether the scheme or whatever. Does it seem to you at this point that anybody's pissed off about what's going on?
Guys in that locker room seem pissed, but I don't know that it impact. I don't know that it does anything.
I'm saying like when you see somebody pissed, it's more than just, I see it in the locker room. You see it in the locker room, you see it on the field, you see it discussions with each other. I'm not saying people are going to be like fighting with each other, but you see a intensity come that I have not seen at this point.
It is a
so that has to change.
A Misery Monday presented by Chiniga Mayos, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmayos.com. We haven't even gotten to the undisciplined stuff from yesterday. We have a lot to discuss. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody sells the DMV like our friend John Leahy. If you're looking to buy or sell, that's the only person we would call.
Like this recent sale, they went out to sell their house and they were looking for $20,000 over the asking price. They had a previous agent come in and tell them that they could not get it. John Leahy went and got that and more. And when you want to get more money, you make sure you go to John, because he'll get what you need and he'll get more than other people tell you you can get. That's John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Let's be real. Sometimes the reason you're moving is stressful. Maybe you got divorced. Maybe you got fired. Maybe you got a new job and you got to go make more money in another city. Whatever it is, John and the Fine Living Group have the options and strategies you need to take care of things quickly for the most cash and the least amount of stress. There's a lot of value in that. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, we're all obviously disappointed. Yeah, you know, like just execution, not creating takeaways, the ones to go. And I think, you know, we're why you're seeing that, like, yeah, that's definitely frustrated, and we all are. Baffled, frustrated, all of that, you know, like all those emotions, John, it's accurate. So we got to channel that, you know, in defining the things that we can do well and play that. Because
Dan Quinn at the podium after yet another bad loss, 20-plus points, four straight games. Only three teams have suffered that fate over 35 years of football, and one of them is the 2025 Commanders. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Sounds like we're going to have Jay Gruden on in a half hour, guys. Just got a text from him. He's flying today, and his flight got moved around or something. I've heard a couple of flights are getting
there are some shenanigans
tweaked.
Afoot. Yeah.
So he's going to jump on with us at 3 o'clock coming up in a half hour to break the game down, break down the NFL. So you'll hear it from the former head coach of the then Redskins at that time. But we want to hear from you guys. The question at 800-636-1067, what's your temperature and how you feeling after yet another, not just a loss. I mean, five-game losing streaks can happen sometimes. Certainly around here, they've happened a bunch. If you are younger than 70, you haven't seen a stretch like this around these parts because it hasn't happened. James in Fredericksburg, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Good, man.
So basically, my idea of all of this is 50% of it has to be injuries, right? We got to be fair, got to be realistic. 25% has to be coaching staff, where we understand people are hurt, but we got to be professional coaches in the NFL and adapt to the scheme and the program. But the other 25% has to be to the roster building, which goes to the GM. I mean, there's no talent behind our starters. We take Jerzon Newton in the second round. We take Josh Connerly in the first round. We've got, you know, we've already got the linemen. We trade for Laremy Tunsil. and we don't do anything to address that edge rushing spot. Same thing with Ben Sinnott. Take him in the top rounds. We take Luke McCaffrey pretty high. No roster building going on. Just no talent overall. What do you guys think?
Appreciate you, dude. The answer to me, you're not going to hear anything, say anything, suggest anything, and have me go, nope, no chance. That's right. The answer is yes. You can't have a stretch like this. I'm trying to quantify this as best I can. The worst team this league has right now. Now, New Orleans won this past week, but Tennessee, the dregs of this league don't have stretches like this. They're going to lose a million games. They'll finish 2-15, 3-14, whatever. They'll pick first or second or third, whatever. This doesn't happen. So there's no out of bounds to me when you start asking questions about things. When you go, do you think it could be this? The answer is probably yes. It's that disastrous.
To his point, it's not as though while the expectations were sky high and the team won 12 games and got to an NFC championship game last year, that there were not significant roster questions all offseason. And most of them, with the jury returning a verdict now, the answer wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So at the edge where people said, you're not going to sign to starting edge to start opposite Dorrance Armstrong? What's your plan? Your plan is Dietrich Wise, who can stuff the run a little bit but can't get to the quarterback? Now, obviously, and this is a reoccurring theme, Wise went down and the run game is paid for it defensively. But they said, we got a plan, we're fine. And then that plan was Von Miller as their closer for fourth quarter of games when they have a lead, which hasn't happened, by the way. You're down by 10, 12, 14 points every single game. And Von Miller is not a guy that can help you against the run, and now he's having to play on rundowns too because of the injuries. At wide receiver, we're all going, but wait a second. With Terry not practicing, it's Chris Moore and KJ Osborne and Jalen Lane. Nobody's worried about this. You're just going to let this thing keep going deeper and deeper into the summer? They're fine. Okay, cool. And now, all of a sudden, Treylon Burks and Robbie Anderson are the guys you're throwing the ball to down the field yesterday. So, yes, some of the areas where they bet and they made some tough decisions or decided their roster was fine have backfired on them.
Yeah.
Not everywhere. Laremy Tunsil as a trade, I think, worked out really, really well. Some of the things they've done have been successful. But a lot of the big bets this season, you had first-round pick and limited draft. Nobody made fewer picks than you. And in the first round, instead of going weapon and receiver or tight end or an edge defender, which everyone thought was the biggest need, or even corner help, which they did get in the second round, you went with the right tackle whose play has been roller coaster-esque. And I think he's eventually going to be a really, really good player. But if your point is, I'm looking at the roster and all the stuff we were saying in the offseason, a lot of it's backfiring. True. Last year was the opposite, for the record.
That's where I was going to go.
And I sat here and critiqued a million things they did, and we looked like fools, and they were brilliant all the way to the penultimate game of the year.
And it's easy to feel yourself a little bit, right? Where you're going, like, look at this. I picked up Dante Fowler for less than teams are paying their punters. I picked up, name that Jag, who came in here and played great for me. Zach Ertz was basically out of football, and he's my crunch time goal line third down war daddy. He's a machine. Everyone knows what's going on in the clutch. They can't stop us. Everything I'm doing is coming up roses, man. I'm awesome at this. And you start going down that same road. I don't need to resign that guy. I can let this dude go. I'll find the next Zacchaeus. I'll find another Crowder off the scrap heap. And it hasn't worked. And not only has it not worked, it's like, oh, bummer, that hasn't worked out. It has exploded and blown up in their faces.
I'm not going to keep Jeremy Chinn. I got young safeties I like.
I got a guy.
Let's go to Brady in Rhode Island on Grant and Danny. Listening on the Odyssey app, we are available to you today all over the DMV on 106.7, on the Odyssey app coast to coast, and on the YouTube channel on 106.7, the Fan's iDef stream. What's up, Brady?
What's up, fellas? All right, so Grant, you mentioned if you're younger than 70, you probably haven't seen a stretch like this. Well, I'm 20 and I've seen two playoff wins. So I've seen L5 in the win-loss column multiple times, but nothing seems like this. And it goes back to previously we'd have Dan Snyder or Bruce Allen or the Giants jipping us out of $30 million of cap space. Something was always going on and we could say, all right, there's an asterisk. All right, there's always something higher up that we can blame. That's not the case anymore. Okay, what Quinn has preached was complete BS in terms of what was on the field yesterday, not just because of the score. We knew we were going to lose. It's the actions of Kinlaw, of Payne, of Martin, the comments of Mariota, a respected veteran. None of these players are bought in, and that to me is a bigger issue. And I get it, losing, the injuries, that all piles up. But to quit like that on a guy that preaches culture, who's not known for his X's and O's, that's a horrible sign for the future. And basing it off the future, Adam Peters, I was one who was banging the drum for Peters. I said, you know what? I'll trust this guy. He got us to an NFC championship game in year one. he rested his laurels on what he did, and he wasn't aggressive in going out and making changes. And because of that, and as much as I hate to say it, I think last year set us back, because Peters thought he could just ride Daniel's cape the entire time. And if one thing went wrong, which multiple things did, we see how much of a you-know-what show it has turned into.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, bud.
I want to go back to the point about the penalties and some of the things that the veteran players were doing on the field. You said earlier, Danny, like, you're not condoning it, but you can kind of understand punching a guy in the face, essentially, you know, when you get angry. Or what was your wording on that?
Yeah. Again, I think it's stupid. Don't do it. He should be suspended correctly. Heat of the battle, I understand emotions in a physical game, you right. being upset and lashing out. I get that. Again, it's wrong. Don't do it, but I understand.
And to that, I would say I can see it from a volatile player who is someone that is not the CEO of my company. And there are guys on every defense. And sometimes you need these guys, by the way, like a CJ Gardner-Johnson type dudes ripping off somebody's chain or getting into a fight every week. And there are certain guys that that may happen with. My team captains should not be punching people in the head. I'm sorry. I'll put that one in pen.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to preach culture and the commander way and the commander tag and the commander label and all this stuff, my captain, who's my highest paid defensive player, can't be the one punching people in the head, getting ejected, getting suspended.
It's pretty simple.
For a really selfish, stupid act after a play while we're getting curb stomped again defensively. You can't be part of the solution if you're serving a suspension. We're all loading up the plane to go deal with Devin Achane in Madrid.
Bye, Duran. See you when you get back.
Hey,
watch
boys.
Us on television. Send a note.
Good luck. Good luck getting right. I can't help you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.